Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Maryam Lutz Shichyu. It's Nachaketa Basrav Chaim Tzvi, V'chol and Elvim Eleha. Gemara and Meseches Gittin, and Daf Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Tanu Rabbonon, Bitlo, if the husband violated Rav Gamliel's decree and nullified the get before a court in the absence of the agent or wife. In other words, we saw in the Mishnah that if you nullify the get in the absence of the agent or the wife, so Rabbi Gamliel, it's nullified. Rabbi Gamliel says not to do it. Tanakhama says it's nullified. Now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you go again, according to Rabbi Gamliel, let's say you did it. You weren't supposed to. His decree was not to do it. Let's say you did it anyway. So is it mevutal or is it not mevutal? So according to the Rebbe, it's mevutal. It's void. You did it, it's void. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Ani ochel olavat leblosa fatano. The husband can either void the get in the absence of the agent of the wife, nor add to his previously stipulated conditions, shimkain, for effective him to do so in spite of the decree, makoch beis nyafa, what is good is the power of Rav Gamliel's court. So now the Gemara asks the famous, so we Rav Gamliel has to have power, so what's his power if we say that if he says you can't nullify it in the absence of the agent of the wife, and he does it anyway. And we say that it's a mevutal, it works. And what good is Rav Gamliel's decree? So maybe we say that if he does it against Rav Gamliel, then it's no good. So frek the Gemara, mika midi de midoraisa batal gito mishamakoch beis nyofe, sharina neshishish la'alma. Can there be such a thing that from a biblical standpoint the get is void? But because of rabbinic concern of makoch beis nyofe, what good is the power of the court? We permit a married woman to the world at large to marry someone else. The Gemara says, yeah. It's true, because called the Makaj said Rabbanim of the Kaddish Vadab Afkin Rabban the Kedusha Mine. Whoever betroths a woman in a Jewish marriage betroths the subject to the will of the rabbis, and the rabbis were Mafkia the Kedushin. Amale Ravina Lorvashi, so Tanach the Kaddish Bekaspa, Kaddish Bebia Maika Lamema. So, Kesef, we understand how it works. Rashi says, what's Tanach Kaddish Bekaspa? Rashi says, they make the most a gift. They make the money a gift. And Mamela, it's not a marriage. But what about if he's Makadish or Bibiya? And just think of, so how do they undo that? So the Gemara says, the rabbis Shavir Abana the Bila so Bila Znus. The rabbis made the Bila into a Bila of Znus. Atkan, we give a kacha shalagimore. The, Lashon Rashi, Adaiti the Rabbana Makadish Leos Kedushin Chalakados Moshe Bisrael Shenigu Chach Me Israel. Varehe Mamru Sheafkiu Kol Kedushin Shabi Israel, I they get Kaze Hogach Paki Shalmanaske and Kitcha. So, the Kedushin Archal, person's Makadish Aldasa Rabbana. However, the rabbis want it, and the rabbis said that such Kedushin is Mufka. Such Kedushin is no good. When it's a case where he made such a get, you're right. He can be mevatel the get. The rabbis were mafkia the kedushin in the first place. They made it that they were never married. If he tries to do this trick. And Mimela, they're not married anymore. So we have to understand, Ish La'ayin, what would be the din when he doesn't want to? Let's say the guy doesn't want to marry Aldas Chachmi Yisrael. The guy wants to marry just Aldas Torah. And Das Torah is that when he nullifies such a get, it's nullified. And they're still married. So they give, there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Tosfos that Gimel Amud Aleph. Shammai say that if you're sitting Rosh Avruba b'Sukkah b'Shulchan b'Soch HaBayis, you're in the Sukkah but your table's in the house. So you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You're never Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. Because Rechosh Hashem Yamashach HaChashulchana. Maybe you're going to follow your table. So Tosfos writes, even midaraisi were mekayim the mitzvah. So we see, when a person does a mitzvah daraisi shelo takanas chachamim, he's not even yotzei min haTorah. So Tosfos writes Piskei Tosfos and Brachos Perek Aleph Pasuk Chavav. Ish ledaktik al siyog shesifu chachamim. Al kol mitzvah afim kiyem mitzvah kochsav loy tesefer shesifu chachamim kilo kiyem klum. If you don't do it al pi chachamim, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. So we can say that hu adin b'chol kedushin, since Chachamim said you're Makadish al Das Moshe v'Yisrael, if you weren't, so the Kedushin is Arbatal Man HaTorah, because you weren't Makadish al Das Chachamim. If you don't do it al Das Chachamim, it's no good. Not even good meeting Torah. It's like if you're sitting in the sukkah and your table's in the house, it's no good. However, it could be that by a get we don't say this. Why not? Because Bamas, we have to understand as far as Tosis and Sukkah that if that's how you're sitting in the Sukkah, you're never Makai, you're never Yotzim in a Torah. How can you say that? He did, he was Makayim Din Torah. So it would appear, based on Rabbi Yon and Brachas, Beis Amar Aleph, Meimasei Karnishma B'Arvin, Mishash Shekwanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumas, and Atzef HaShmur Rishon, Ocham Amrat Chatzos. So Rabbi Yon writes that according to Chacham, even though Kriyashma, Min HaTorah Mitzvose Kol HaLayla, nevertheless, you shouldn't read after Chatzos, because the Chacham can be pati from Mitzvah Esei for a siyag. They want to make a fence, they can tell you not to read Shema after Chatzos. As we see in Yevamos, Tzadi Yamed Beis, the Yish Kocham Lak or Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taisi Mishum Siyag. To make a fence, they can uproot something from the Torah, passively Shev Al Taisi. So now it would appear that Hu Adin B'Sukkah, the rabbis made a siyag, not to sit Rosh Yer B'Sukkah Shechan B'Soch HaBayis unless you follow your table. So if you do this, you're gonna uproot the mitzvah. If you go off to the table, you're not gonna keep the mitzvah. So the rabbis tell you, if you sit this way, you're not yotze, because yesh koch b'yad chacham lak or davar min haTorah b'shev al taisa, and you weren't mekayim mitzvah sukkah at all, since Chazal patted you from the mitzvah of sukkah. And that's what Beis Shammai says. You weren't mekayim sukkah miyamecha. The rabbis patted you from this. You weren't mekayim mitzvah. So it would appear that the Sfar of Tosin Sukkah is only shaykh like mitzvahs like Sukkah. That if he sits in the Sukkah and he does the mitzvah Shalokatik and Chazal, they patted you from the mitzvah Shesh Kocham Lakar Dovman HaTorah V'Shev Al Taisa. But if a person does a mitzvah that causes a chalois din, like Kiddushin, that even though there's a mitzvah to be Makadesh, you make a bracha, but there's also a chalos, and there's two things involved over here. There's a mitzvah and there's a chalos. So, who says Chazal or Mevatel the Chalos? By a mitzvah, the rabbis can say they're uprooting the mitzvah from the Torah. But if there's a Chalos din, if there's a Hechsher over here, who says the rabbis have the power to undo that? So it could be that if a person's Mekadesh Shelo Al Das Chachamim, the Kedushin Archal Min HaTorah. Because the rabbis have no power to uproot the Chalos. So we had asked, what would be the din if a person's Makadish? We said everyone's Makadish al Das Chachamim. And Mimela, when he tries to be Mevatel his get, we say it's not going to work because the rabbis were uprooted a Kedushim where a person tries to be Mevatel a get Shalob of Nesha v'Shalob of Neshliya. The person's Makadish al Das Rabbanim. But if a person tries not to be Makadish al Das Rabbanim, it's not the Kedushim, the Kedushim is still going to be Chal. Person could theoretically do a shalol das chachamim. And then in such a case, it would seem that if he tries afterwards to he sends the get to his wife and then he nullifies the get. Shalol b'fnei ha'isha v'shalol b'fnei ha'shliach. So, the get is taka nullified. And they remain married. We can't say the rabbis uprooted the kedushin because this person didn't marry al das chachamim. And you can do that because when it comes to chalos, you could do shalol al das chachamim. And we paskin linyan chatzitza betvila that min haTorah is a chatzitza only berubo makbid, aval b'miur makbid is only a chatzitza derabbanan. Min haTorah the chatzitza is only a rov, the person's makbid. It's miyura makbid, it's only chatzitza derabanan. And the tshuva space Yitzchak and Yerideya, Chelik Beis and Simon Lamed Beis, he writes that since the rabbi said miyut hamakbid is chotzeitz, so then even Men HaTorah is going to be no good. Since the rabbis say that it's not a good tefillah derabanan, so he didn't follow what the rabbi said, there's a miyut hamakbid, so it's even no good Men HaTorah. It's like we saw by Sukkah. The rabbi said, don't sit here in the Sukkah and Shulchan B'Soch HaBayis. They have cut up with the mitzvah daraisa. Here too, they're uprooting the tefillah daraisa. So it writes the Sholem Eshev, Madura Kama Chelik Beis Simon Kuvav. That if there's a chatzitz of Miura Makbid, sees Tami Min HaTorah. However, based on what we said, it's not true. Says the Laharis Nasan, this is all based on Laharis Nasan, the Nasan Pirio and Gittin Lam Gimel, that when the Chum have Koch Lakodav Min HaTorah B'Sheva Taisa. A mitzvah. They can uproot the mitzvah. They can tell you not to take shofar and lulav on Shabbos. When it comes to tefillah, when it comes to being tovel, so that's a hechsher l'tara. Who says that if you don't follow takanas chacham? That if you don't follow the Tekanos Chacham, it's no good d'oraisa. So takof, there's a miyud hamakbid, so midoraisa is no good, but the Chacham don't up, the midoraisa is a good tefillah. The Chacham can't up with the d'oraisa. See, we're talking about a chalos, not about a mitzvah. So, when it comes to mumminess, the rabbis also can say behefker based in hefker. So I guess a man's makadish a woman with mummin, kesef, so the rabbis can say hefker based in hefker, and he can't say, I don't want to do it al das chachamim. So they can say, you don't want to do it al das chacham or mafker the money. But they have the power to say that. But when it comes to shtar and bia, so that they we're talking about a chalos, that they can't necessarily uproot. Okay, so this is a thought on the sugya. Of course, there's worlds to say. We once gave a whole series of shiurim. I called the Makadish, Adaita Durabana Makadish, Vafkin Rabana Makadusha Mine, which is Pele Plus. This was also a little shtickle Pele, but it was more of a He'ora than a full-blown long shiur. There we had a whole long series on the topic. So much beautiful Torah on this. So we have to talk about, there's a lot more to say. There's a Tosfos here that we have to discuss. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.